Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit. You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Don't know if this is in your stack or not, Craig, but I tweeted out last night that we're going to be on the case this morning because we solved the pooper the other day. Well, we didn't solve it, but we brought it up. We're not going to solve this because we know the culprit, but TikTok star, I got a vibrator stuck up my butt, surgery to remove it.
I sent Craig this story last night.
Great.
Yeah, I haven't written it up quite yet.
Well,
but I guess, what's the story?
Here's the story. She was having a little fun, and it got out of hand. About a 3-inch vibrator, stayed up there, had to have surgery to get out. My favorite line in this is when she woke up in the hospital the next morning, the doctors said they struggled to get it out, and the only option was a surgical procedure. The woman says she awoke from surgery to find her vibrator next to her in a plastic bag, and to her surprise, the thing still had some battery life in it.
She checked it.
So, yeah. She's horny.
So back in the ass it went, she said. No.
the part of this that killed me was the fact she waited overnight to go to the hospital, and the whole time the thing was inside of her, it was on.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Whatever, man.
Yeah. She tried to just, sleep it off.
Yeah. And she's a cutie. Yeah, she's what you think a TikTok star would look like, And there's I tweeted out, there's the x-ray of the thing in her butt, yeah. See it? Yeah. So, yeah. That's pretty much the whole story, Craig. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't make
them
that small.
She goes by @SovZelovs.
Yeah. Or if they make them that small, they should have like a rope on the end.
Yeah. Yeah, you should
have something to be able to retrieve it.
Yeah. Pull chain.
Yeah. Some safety harness of some kind. Yeah.
Anchor it to something.
Yeah, but I would think you just get something longer than 3 inches, right? That way half of it's hanging out.
Half
of it's hanging out then, and you can... just pull it out anytime you want.
Oh, there's some dudes here that'd be like, well, 3 inches. Okay.
All right.
Like I can do that.
Some dude named Nick. Really, some dude named Nick.
Yeah.
All right.
That gets it done?
Nick's dad will be here later on. No segue. Craig Peters is going to phone the program. And Kelly Carlin, who's George Carlin's daughter, calling to pimp the new documentary about her dad's life on HBO come this weekend.
According to Carrie on the Facebook Messenger, you can get 1,000 milligrams of gummies in Oklahoma, but that's the whole package.
That's what these kids
It's probably 10 100 milligram candies.
That's what these
And they
kids
probably ate
had.
The whole bag.
Right. Yeah. Probably.
Collectively, they had 1,000 milligrams.
It's candy.
Well, no, because some were gummies and some was brownies.
Yeah.
So there might have been a bag of gummies that was 1,000, and then there were still other things around, and then there were still brownies and things like that.
Biggest bag I've ever seen is 10, 60 milligrams, so 600 total.
Mm.
But I'm sure they make it bigger than that now.
You can eat them all at once.
We were just talking about this off the air. Craig mentioned how, because there's a commercial, local commercial that runs, it's about weed, and this state is backwards in a lot of ways. Nebraska.
Most ways.
I would say most ways, exactly, because of the western part of Nebraska keeps the cities down. But we talk about weed all the time, and it's illegal. And it's not illegal in other states. I mean, it's just crazy how this country works
sometimes.
You
cross this imaginary line, and it's not illegal anymore.
Right. There are guys in prison in this state and a lot of states still because of nonviolent weed crimes.
There's people in prison
for life.
In legal states.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because the guys that drink scotch all night make the rules. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm just hung up on this girl with the dildo. How long do you think she waits before she jams it back in?
What?
If she had to have surgery, they probably had to go straight to the source.
There's probably a couple stitches in there, right?
She's got
to
do it again. get more clicks.
Now the front's open.
It's all about the clicks.
You know, she's got
it's the opposite of a pregnancy.
Right.
I'm pretty sure she gained a few followers after she reported she had a vibrator up her ass for 8 hours, 10 hours.
Running, we think. It might have been running.
That's what said in the story.
Yeah.
It was on the whole time she was trying to sleep it off overnight.
Well, yeah, how would you even sleep if that was on? You wake up and you're like, then you're like, oh, yeah, I got to get this checked out.
What do you think? What if you had to, drop one in the beauty salon or something like that? Would that would just come?
I don't think you'd be. I think that road is blocked.
Yeah. Would it just come around the sides?
Probably not.
It's plugged up.
That's probably one of the reasons you have to get that taken care of.
Because you got
to
poop.
In timely fashion.
Right. I'm thinking about my. Maybe push that log
sure
out.
She tried to push it out.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
She had a pink socket on the way out, you know. That's probably what happened, you know. You force too much, a sock flies out. Enjoy your breakfast this morning.
Would you call a friend? Be like, hey,
yes.
Come.
She's a TikTok star, so she got friends that could reach in her butt. Hello, right here. Give us a call. Will you be the first guy to come over there? Sure, I'll help
Bring
you out.
Bring a headlamp and some tongs.
Right. Just call your friend with the smallest hands.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to get a whole fist up there to grab the vibrator.
They better have really small hands. Grab one of your kids. Hey, son, get in here.
Well, they had to have tried that at the hospital.
You're not going to want to do this, but this is dad, mommy's butt.
It's got to suck to be the person with the smallest hands at the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your last resort before surgery.
Maybe not.
Like it happens all the time. I'm sorry. I'm the smallest hands in the hospital. I'm reaching in asses every day.
They have to carry a pager everywhere. I'm on call. For what? Yeah. I got the smallest hands.
Yeah.
I'm curious what that surgery is like.
You know, they probably had to give it a kind of an episiotomy.
I was going
to
say.
To get in there. Yeah.
An incision?
They said they couldn't get it out without a little surgery. That's what the article said.
Well, now she's going to need a bigger vibrator.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, let that stitch heal up.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling she can't wait.
No.
Well, that's not something you want to go.
She opened the bag right away.
You got to capitalize on your TikTok fame. You got to jump on this now.
I love they put it in a plastic bag as a personal item of hers. Just laid it right there. When she wakes up, she'll see what was up that butt.
Like when you get arrested and you have to give your personal
possessions. Exactly, right. Exactly, right.
Getting out of prison.
Yeah.
Here's your vibrator. Yeah.
An article at SheKnows.com says that there is a national estimate that says that roughly 18,000 to 547 vibrator and 6,468 dildo-related injuries were treated in U.S. emergency departments between 2000 and 2019.
They're keeping good track. We got exact numbers.
I love the word dildo-related injuries.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
How many did you have, Ray?
70.
Wow. Whoa. That's a call we will take, by the way.
Ray was kinky.
That's not necessarily all on Ray.
No,
he was involved in some of those.
He may have been in the room.
Right, when it happened.
If you've had a dildo or vibrator-related injury.
How many were actually on you, Ray?
19.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So there were still 51 others.
He keeps his number. He's on it. He remembers.
He's on it.
877.
Well, you'd remember that.
931-4TNT. That's 877-931-4TNT.
You had a dildo-related injury? All right. Yeah, no names. Don't worry about it. Or an email, you know.
Is that a thing, an actual thing that people do, or is it just a joke where you can take, like, do the unicorn on your forehead? Is that fun? That can't be functional.
You mean put the horn on your forehead?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean...
Where you just, like, suction cup the dildo to your forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Take me to your leader. It can be hard to...
Take me to your leader. Yeah, that's so...
You go to weird parties, Nick.
Yeah. Bunch of... Do your whole show tonight.
I wish.
Do your whole show tonight with a...
Yeah, just not let it go. Like, no, seriously.
Right, yeah.
Does that work? Somebody, just give me an answer.
Yeah, I want to know.
As part of this article that She Knows, they say that... The takeaway of this story is that we should always have an exit strategy.
I love that term.
For any toy that's being used on yourself or others. They say that this means that you have something that you can grab onto, like a base, a handle, a wire, or a string for a quick extraction.
To me, this show.
Sorry, that's different.
Perfect.
That's got to be such a deflating moment when you realize it's just gone.
Anything can be a dildo if you're adventurous enough.
Excellent point.
Good point, Puss. Yeah.
Just make sure it has a handle.
All right.
Imagine you try to cinch up, and then you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Where was this woman from?
This is out of England.
Okay, right, yeah, because she got a vibrator stuck up, according to TMZ, her arse.
Yeah.
Well, at least she didn't have
I wish I had a left-handed dildo.
And all the girls would be in love with me. That's I love that show. Yeah. I wish I had a left-handed dildo. Yeah. Forgot about that limerick of yours from earlier, Todd. And, of course, the most famous clip, I believe, even although those are really good, is this one.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Exactly. That just is.
Yeah. Well, we wish her, hope she heals quickly. I love that she has to go home. Like, anytime you come home from the hospital for any kind of procedure, you know, you have people around you and they want to help you out, you know.
Or you get the follow-up call from the hospital.
Right. But I mean, she's home.
How's your this arse? Survey?
People are calling to her.
Calling to check on your arse.
Yeah.
For somebody, their daughter made international news.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard your daughter's. Yeah, I know. I
How's
I
she doing?
Right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Look at the.
Or your mom, for that matter.
The news.
Say your mom, you know.
Mom, well, eventually, even if she's not a mom yet, eventually she has kids. That story will still be on the internet someday.
Yeah, but I think you're right, Nick. It's more of the dad situation. How's your daughter doing? Well, you probably saw her in the news recently. She had a 3-inch dildo stuck in her ass.
Or ours.
Yeah.
You got to say it British.
Yeah, well, maybe he's an American dad.
You got to speak British. Yeah. I guess he's British, too.
Yeah. Did your dad say ass or arse, Craig?
Neither.
No, if he was talking about a jackass.
No, I
didn't
hear it.
That guy's a jackarse.
No, never said it.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Jackarse just doesn't roll off the tongue.
He never said nice ass?
Wanker?
Nope. Yeah.
Call anybody a wanker?
No. Nope.
I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
It was on this date in 1911. Cesar Cella, Cella, Seya, don't know how to say his last name, became the first person convicted of a crime through the use of fingerprints.
Sucks for that guy.
Yeah, especially because he knew he thought that people had to say that can't be right.
Well, yeah, he had to be like, wait, you what?
Yeah.
This matches, huh? Oh, no.
Are you telling me everybody's just different? No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Right.
What was his crime? Huh? Did it say?
Huh?
Oh. I don't know.
What?
If it was, you know, was this guy, did he go away for 6 weeks or is it his whole life?
Right.
I don't know.
He's the fingerprint guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like there was a
DNA guy.
First DNA guy was convicted, right? That guy thought he was, there are guys now that got away with crimes 30, 40 years ago that are sweating it out every day.
They have to be freaking out.
Every day they're sweating it out.
Yeah, because that technology moves at a pretty fast clip.
23andMe is getting a lot of these guys, all kinds of stuff's getting these guys.
Yeah, if they get a cousin that puts their stuff on a national database.
If they're looking for you,
they're done.
Yeah.
I saw an article at Business Insider about what is
called.
We
got a phone call.
He was witness, not him. It was not his butt.
It says, stuff up butts.
It was in the patient's butt.
Hey, hang on. Start from the beginning here. Go ahead.
We'll call him Steve.
Hi, Steve.
What's up?
Hi. So I work at a hospital security for a pretty big hospital, and we had a patient that came in off the ambulance that had a softball that he had shoved up his rectum.
Hold on. Not a baseball, a softball.
Softball.
A softball.
Wow.
There are two sizes of softball.
Even a little girl.
Yeah.
Even the little girl softball is too big for your ass.
I never found out what size softball, but we get confirmation from the surgeon that it was, in fact, a softball.
Well, they're bigger than baseballs, even the smaller ones. I've seen those, right?
Yeah. I could see, softball-size hail.
So what happens?
Because that would melt eventually.
What happens? What happens to this dude?
So they took him to x-ray, And they pulled it up, and we saw it clear as day on the x-ray. Everyone in the ER was just laughing at the big old white spot on the x-ray. And they pulled him up to the OR and got him into surgery immediately.
Yeah, you had to sew that bear up for sure, man.
Yeah. There was a little episiotomy going on
there. Yeah, wonderful. He probably stuck to baseballs and tennis balls after that. You know?
And, Steve, how long had he had it there before he came to the emergency room?
A week. He had it for an entire week
Holy cow.
Probably embarrassed by it, man.
Oh, totally embarrassed.
No, even a small softball is just a little smaller than a big one. They're pretty big. And that's got to hurt like a sumbitch, man. Jesus, dude. I mean, what else? What else?
All right. And if you're doing that, that's not day one.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's not day one. You're working up to that.
Not the first rodeo.
Golf ball, tennis ball, baseball, little girls softball, and then full-size softball.
There's the rundown.
Yeah.
I think he was going.
You knew too much about that.
Well, I just know the size of balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going the hail size scale.
Yeah. It is a hail size, for that matter.
When I was a senior in high school, we went on a field trip to a local prison, and they sat all these kids. We all sat all these kids in, and then had prisoners come in to talk to us.
You had a scared straight situation.
But
you weren't even there for any crimes.
It was a government class.
Okay, got it.
And they had this dude that one of the guys that talked to us. He this young grizzled prisoner,
right.
Who'd been there forever, was going to be there forever. Right. He said, "We've got guys in here that can sit on a softball and not flinch."
And you're in middle school,
high school?
Oh, high school. Yeah. Nice. Okay, got it.
Still, but I was like,
and not
man,
flinch.
This is school.
Were you standing in the back?
We're here for a school thing? This is weird.
Where else are you going to learn that?
Yeah, I'm like, did you know this guy? Is this how he tells all the classes that come in here?
Were you standing in the back going, prove it?
Yeah. I knew some kids that went to a scared straight type of thing.
Yeah, that's different.
There within the last few years, and they just laughed at the guy.
Yeah. Until they're in jail.
They hate that. I've seen that on A&E. Yeah.
Well, that was that great SNL skit.
Oh, yeah, they've redone that a couple times.
Yeah, they have.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Saw an article at Business Insider about what is called the world's most inconvenient convenience store. It hangs off the side of a cliff in China.
How do you get there?
You climb up the cliff.
Oh, not even the back door?
No. No, you climb up the cliff.
Yeah.
And as you're going by, it's a tourist thing.
Okay,
you're climbing up the cliff. As you're going by, you can buy a little something to eat or drink.
Does the guy work there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's basically a small wooden box that hangs on the side of a mountain in a National Geological Park. There's a person inside the store selling refreshments to climbers. They have drinks, a few snacks, potato chips. Price of bottled water capped at about 30 cents.
He'd hope the prices would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I bet there's a lot of parents of little kids that end up there.
Yeah.
Because little kids are always.
Yeah, have to do
if they want
like
something,
that.
They want it dead. And,
right.
Hey, candy. Like, I got to climb up this damn cliff.
Well, they are climbing. And while they're climbing, it's, thank God you're here.
Power bar.
Yeah, some guy's got to work there.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking about the guys working there.
They have to go up there every day. One worker is stationed inside the box at any time. Their job is to replenish the store's supplies every morning before dawn. They say
you got to sharpen that up then, right?
Every new employee is scared of doing this at first, but you get used to it quickly. The only issue is having to use the toilet. It's exhausting to have to climb back down and up again to use the toilet, so we try to not drink too much water.
I'm peeing off the cliff.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it fly.
Right. Well, then
on your customers
on
that are
to people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
Odds are somebody's going to be into it.
Yep. This park is a popular scenic tourist spot in the country, known for its steep cliffs, waterfalls, and climbing trails.
Oh, and you're hearing a waterfall all the time. You got to hold your pee. Yeah.
A nightmare. I doubt you'd be very worried about robbery.
That lady couldn't wait to get outside, and she pooped in a beauty salon store. They should hire her for this. She'll just poop anywhere.
Yeah. It would be hard to rob that place, though, because they're like, who did it? Like, that guy scaling down the mountain? It's right there.
The getaway is tough.
Yeah.
We can watch him escape for an hour. There he is. I got to get a visual. I have no idea what this would even look like. You're right.
It's a box on the side of a cliff.
I figured that.
Yeah. It's weird.
I still like to see it, yeah.
It's like the guy sleeping in tents on the side of a cliff.
Yes, it's just like that.
Except it's more of a structure.
Not much more. Yeah. But yeah, it's a box on the side of a cliff.
I wonder what prompted them to open that.
People wanted it.
Must be a demand.
Yeah. Well, it's a popular tourist area. And now these people have ropes and everything that they're climbing with. It's not like they're just walking by. They're climbing with ropes.
Yeah, this thing looks like it's a platform with a little makeshift tent over the top and the front side. And the thing looks like it can't be more than maybe 6 feet by 3 feet.
And they're going to stand in there the whole time.
And just camped out in there.
Can you share that when the social media people can see what this looks like? Then?
Yeah.
Okay, I do that on both the Twitter and Facebook
page. Yeah, there's a good picture of there's like five climbers just, rolling on by.
Right. And they had to take care to make that really secure.
Right.
Yeah, it's got some bracing underneath it.
It's got to have a lot of it.
Imagine being scared the whole time you're at work. I mean, for your life. A lot of people are scared to work all day because they hate being there. But I mean, for your life, you know?
I used to do that sometimes, but I was more worried about, taking myself out with the telephone cord. Maybe I'll just take a break, if this afternoon's any better.
I'm still looking down to see if anybody's there, and I'm saying, I got to pee, man. You pee up against the rock and let it drip down the side. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm finding a way.
Well, and that would suck if whoever's supposed to take over for you on the next shift doesn't show up. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, great. I'll just be in this box on a cliff.
Look at me, puss. Look at me. All right.
I'm posting and doing everything.
I know. I just want you to look at me right now. All right.
And don't say it like that, please.
Look at me. Craig Peters, Mark Allen, Kelly Carlin. Nick's got a live show tonight. Well, when he's performing, it's always live.
Tonight.
But he's here tonight.
This one's
Funny Bone.
Yeah, Funny Bone recording it.
We're going to make an album out of it.
Funny Bone.
Well, we're not, but he is.
Omaha, go see Nick tonight. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.